Songs Inspired by the Quiet Car Crisis. From the editor, in recent months, at least two Federationists have been inspired to commit to paper the frustration felt by blind pedestrians facing hybrid and electric cars. Sandy Halverson is a Federation leader in Virginia. She frequently leads the singing of Federation songs at national gatherings. Mary Ellen Gabius now lives in Canada, but she is also a deeply committed Federationist. Those reading the recorded edition will be listening to these songs. The first was sung by a group of young people from Virginia who visited the National Center last fall. The second is sung by Tom Bickford, who was accompanied by Chris Danielson on the piano. The Quiet Car Song, to the tune of Found a Peanut, written by Sandy Halverson.
I was walking down the sidewalk, thinking of what I would eat, when I got up to the restaurant and the friends I was to meet. I was so close, I could smell it, didn't have to go that far, when my life was quickly altered by that sneaky, quiet car. I approached my destination when my cane broke at my feet. Never heard the car approaching, I was lying in the street. Heard the siren of the ambulance as it carried me away. Lost my hunger in the ER, guess we'll meet another day.
The Hybrid Car Song, to the tune of Sorry with the Fringe on Top, written by Mary Ellen Gabius. Copyright 2007, National Federation of the Blind.
Kids and dogs won't know when to scurry. Silent death arrives in a hurry. All who walk have reason to worry about the hybrid car. We all want to stop the polluting, save a lot of gas while commuting. If they made sound, there'd be no disputing with the hybrid car. Saving the planet we all hold dear, nobody wants to destroy it. Please make cars pedestrians can hear, 'cause we want to be round to enjoy it. We don't need a noisy vroom-vrooming, just a simple audible humming, so that we can know when you're coming in a hybrid car. Then we all can walk with safety on the street, without fear that we will accidentally meet.
Consider a charitable gift. Making a charitable gift can be one of the most satisfying experiences in life. Each year, millions of people contribute their time, talent, and treasure to charitable organizations. When you plan for a gift to the National Federation of the Blind, you are not just making a donation. You are leaving a legacy that ensures a future for blind people throughout the country. Special giving programs are available through the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Points to consider when making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind. Will my gift serve to advance the mission of the NFB? Am I giving the most appropriate asset? Have I selected the best way to make my gift? Have I considered the tax consequences of my gift? Have I sought counsel from a competent advisor? Have I talked to the planned giving officer about my gift? Benefits of making a gift to the NFB. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission. Receiving income tax savings through a charitable deduction. Making capital gains tax savings on contribution of some appreciated gifts. Providing retained payments for the life of a donor or other beneficiaries. Eliminating federal estate tax in certain situations. Reducing estate settlement cost. Your gift will help us make the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children. Provide hope for seniors losing vision. Promote state and chapter programs and provide information that will educate blind people. Advance technology helpful to the blind. Create a state-of-the-art library on blindness. Train and inspire professionals working with the blind. Provide critical information to parents of blind children. Mentor blind people trying to find jobs. Your gift makes you a part of the NFB dream.